今天大家是开始学习彼得前书的，今天应该是第二章，大家可以翻到彼得前书第二章。
Let's ask the Lord for His grace and goodness, and then we'll carry on.
来求祷告，求神的恩典和美善。
Lord, we pray that you'll bless us this afternoon. We're thankful, Lord, for your goodness to us, but we come again and we say, Lord, we need you to help us now.
主啊，我们求您今天下午帮助我们，我们非常感恩您的美善和恩典，求您下面的帮助我们，我们祈求。
We need you to help us in everything in life, but especially, Lord,We need you as we turn now to the Word of God. May we understand it as you would have us understand it so that we can obey and follow.
主啊，我们知道我们在人生里的每一件事都需要您帮助，但是特别当我们转向您的话的时候，就是您的话的时候，我们尤其需要您的帮助，求您帮助我们理解我们应该理解的，这样我们可以顺服和跟随您。
Lord, thank you for...so much for each one that you've sent along today. Bless each one individually, we pray.
主啊，也非常感恩你把现在每个人都派到这里来学习，请你赐福在我们在座的每一个人，我们祷告。
So we give thanks now in Jesus' name, looking to you for blessing.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名祈求您的赐福。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well,Again, good afternoon to everyone. Welcome to everyone.
这次说下午好，欢迎每一个人。
All right, so we're going to start today in the middle of 1 Peter chapter 2, but just go back to a couple of verses that we covered earlier.To pick up the theme and the logic flow that I think is in this book.
我们现在要从彼得前书的第二章的中间开始，这样呢，我们要回顾一下前面的几节经文，这样我们可以把这个主题和逻辑联系起来。
Way back in chapter 1, we read in the first verses that the book is written...to people, the Jewish people, the Christian people who live in a dark community.
我们回到彼得前书的第一章的第一节，这封书信是写给当时的犹太人，也是犹太基督徒，他们生活在那些黑暗的城市里面的。
And we looked at the five cities that it's written to, and none of them are really pleasant places.I think if I had a choice as to where to live, I wouldn't choose to live there.
我们那个看到了有五个城市，没有其中没有一个城市是好城市。如果我有选择住在哪个城市的话，我会选择住在那五个城市中间。
But then Peter goes on and talks about the wonderful things that God had done for them. And then he says, however, you've got a problem. You're suffering at the present time.
因为彼得呢就说呢主在他们身上行那美善的事儿，但是呢目前你们还在受苦。
But he says, remember now that in the world, the people who are in the world, the people of the world, they're just like grass. They only last for a little while and then it's all over. That's about as much as the flesh.The natural man can do.
然后呢就告诉他们今天当今世界生活在这个世界上的人们他就像那个草一样就是说是很快就会凋零这就像我们的肉身一样我们能做的也就是这么多。
But he says in contrast to that, you are like living stones. That's what the second chapter and verse 5 says. You're not grass that's just fading away. You're stones that are permanent and they're going to live their strong stones.
然后呢，在第二章里，彼得又告诉他们，从另一个面来说呢，你们就像是那个岩石，岩石呢就不像那个小草那样容易凋零，你们像岩石一样会永远留存。
And then he goes on and he says, these stones are being built into a beautiful house.
然后呢，接着说呢，你们这些岩石呢，都可以来建造，用来建造一个很美的房子。
And he says it's natural for people to look at the house that the Lord has made. And they, when they look at the house, they say, that's pretty nice.
然后接着说呢，这个自然的来说呢，人们看到这一个美丽的房子以后，看到这些岩石建成的，他们说这是一所很漂亮的房子。
And you and I have all had the experience of driving down a street and saying, if I lived on this street, I'd like to live in that house. I think that's a nice house. No, that house isn't so nice. I'd like to live in that house.
就是你我呢，如果我们能够开车在街上走过这样的房子的话，你们就会说，那这是一个很好的房子，很漂亮的房子，我愿意住在这样的房子里面。
And that is the picture that Peter is building on now. And he's saying, you are part of Jesus' lovely house, and you want to be a good-looking part of that house. We want people to look at that house and say, isn't Jesus nice? Doesn't he live in a nice house?
然后呢，彼得说呢，描述呢这样一个画面，就是你我都是那样的，一块美丽的房子里面的一块石头，让我们每个人呢，都可以，其他人都可以通过那个说，这是一所很漂亮的房子，有这些美丽的石头做成的，主耶稣基督应该是住在这样的房子里面。
And in addition to that, he says in chapter 2 that you are priests.
然后接着说呢，在第二章里，他说你们是都是祭司。In some religions,
some even so-called Christian religions, there's a teaching that the senior people, mostly the full-time people, they are priests, and the other people, they're just ordinary people. Don't worry about them.
然后呢，有些宗教，他们的教导呢，就是有些甚至是基督徒的宗教，他们基督教的宗教，他们说呢，在教会里面那些给高层的人士，那些年纪大的或者说全职服事的人，他们才是祭司，然后其他的人你不要管他们，他们就是一些普通的人。But
Peter says, no, all the Christians are priests.
但彼得说呢，不是这样的，因为所有的基督徒呢都是祭司。
All right, so verse 5 of chapter 2, you also like living stones are being built into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood.
然后第五节说呢，你们来到主面前就像活石被建造成一个属灵的房屋。
So we're not just living stones, but we are also a holy priesthood. Each stone is a priest. Each priest is a stone.
我们不仅仅是一块活石，我们同样是那样一个圣洁的祭司。每一块石头呢，都是一个祭司，每个祭司都是一块石头。And
verse 5 says, as a holy priesthood, we are to offer sacrifices to God.
第五节继续说呢，作为圣洁的祭司呢，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。So
that's our great privilege and responsibility.
这就是我们极大的荣幸和我们的职责。But
now it's not just that. It is verse 9, it says you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. People belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
然后第九节接着说呢，你们不光光是这样的，你们还是 被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是神的子民，要将你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So we are a holy priesthood offering sacrifices up to God, but we are a royal priesthood and we are telling people about God. We are witnessing to the world around us.
我们是圣洁的祭司，所以呢，我们把那个献祭给神。我们同样也是君尊的祭司，我们呢把这些神的道理呢告诉周围的人，把向周围的人传道。
And so verse 9 again says, our job is that we may declare the praises of God. We are supposed to be declaring his praises. As living stones, we offer praise to God. As living stones, we tell people about God.
在历解经里说呢，要叫你们宣扬呢，招你们出黑暗入他奇妙光者的美德。所以我们作为那个圣洁的祭司呢，我们给神献祭，作为那个君尊的祭司呢，我们把那个把赞美献给神，然后告诉周围的人我们的神。
So as a church, a community of living stones, we are to be so pretty, so attractive that people look at that church, look at us together, and they say, that's beautiful, I would like to live there.
所以作为一个教会的这个活实的一员呢，我们要做到如此的美丽，如此的有吸引力，让别人看到这我们这块石头建成的教会的时候，说那是一个美丽的房子，我想要住在那里面。
And as individuals, we say not only that, but I would like to be the kind of person that other people would say, I would like to be a Christian just like, and then your name goes in there.
作为我们个人来讲呢，我们要如此的美丽，让别人看到我们的时候呢，说我也想成为一个基督徒，像那个人那样，那个人可以把你自己的名字放在那里面。
And so Julie told us a few minutes ago that she is speaking to her classmate, whose name is Jinjin, and she's telling her about the gospel.
And Julie 在几分钟之前跟我们讲了，她跟她的那个同学呢在传福音。
And so Julie is saying, I think it would be nice if you became a Christian, you could be like Jesus.
以朱尼说呢，你如果你成为一个基督徒的话，你就会像主耶稣一样。
And then she might say, what's Jesus like?
但是他同学那个经济呢，可能会说呢，那主耶稣基督像什么样子？
He's a living stone, but all the people in our church, they're living stones too. So you should be like Jesus, but you could be like us.
有人这里也可以跟他说呢，主耶稣基督是一块活石，在我们教会里，其他的人呢都是一块活石。如果你要像主耶稣基督呢，你也可以像我们这样。
And then Jinjin says to Julie, "Well, what are those Christians like?"
然后静静说呢，那些基督徒像什么样子
？And Julie says, "Well, frankly, they're like me."
然后静静说呢，坦率说，他们跟我一样。
Now that's what this story is all about. We're supposed to be good-looking living stones, good-looking priests for Jesus. Our job, verse 9, to declare the praises of him to all those who are looking.
然后呢，这就是这一节第九节所要讲的，我们都要成为一块美丽的活石。我们每个人在美丽的活石呢，我们要作为一个真正的祭司，我们就要去宣扬主耶稣基督的美德。
So we're all praying now that the Lord will give to Julie the right words to speak to Jinjin, but we're also praying that we might be the right examples so that when we meet Jinjin, the Lord will say to her, you could be like them.
然后呢，我们也为朱莉祷告，我们祷告说，那个让主给朱莉那个话语气，给那个金井传福音。我也为我们自己祷告，就是我们自己都那个如此美丽。当那个金井看到我们的时候呢，他可以说呢，从我们身上看到主耶稣基督。
All right, so how do we live like that?
那我们怎么活出那样的呢？
Verse 11 says, we live as aliens and strangers in the world. We abstain from sinful desires because they war against the soul.
第十一节说呢，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。
Verse 12, we live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse us of doing wrong, they may see our good deeds and glorify God in the day he visits us.
第十二节说呢，我们在外邦人中应当品行端正，在那些毁谤你们的是作恶的，因为看见你们的好行为在便在监察的日子归荣耀给神。
And that little phrase at the end of verse 12 says, in the day he visits us.
这个在第十二节里面呢有一个小词组讲到的呢是在监察的日子。
And there's a sense in which that has two meanings. The first meaning is in the day the Lord begins to preach the gospel to us.
这个里面呢在这个范围里有两个范围，第一个呢就是主耶稣基督开始给我们传道的时候。
Okay, and that's what's happening to Jinjin now.
这件事呢现在发生在Jinjin身上。
The Lord is beginning to visit her, and he is showing to her the truth of God, and Julie and the rest of us are examples.So that when she sees Julie, when she sees us, she should say, I'm going to give God to glory. Julie's a wonderful woman. The others in her church, they're wonderful Christians. That's what I want to be. And we want Jinjin to glorify God when he sees us now.
然后呢，这个就是现在在金靖身上发生的。现在主呢，眷顾了那个金靖，他跟他要他认识主。然后，如果我们是一那样一块的活石，当那个金靖看见我们或者看见 Julie 的时候呢，他会把荣耀归给主，归给神。然后他说呢，我看到他们那样的，看到 Julie 是一个好的姊妹，也看到大家都是好的基督徒。这样呢，他把这些荣耀都归给主。
But it's also true that God is going to visit her and everyone else on Judgment Day. There'll be a second visit.
同样呢，神呢会在审判日里去眷顾他，也眷顾我们每一个人。
And on Judgment Day, we want to make sure that God uses us.As a good illustration of how he will judge us.
在那个审判日里呢，我们希望神能用我们做一个很好的例子，来去说怎样去审判其他的人。
And so on that day, the story might go like this.
在那一天呢，这样的故事可能是这样。
The Lord might say, "Now, Harold."Did you do what I told you to do?
主可能会这样说 ,Harold, 你做了我告诉你要做的事吗？
And I might say, well, no, I didn't do that.
我可能是这样说 no, 我可能我没有做。
And then he might say, well, Harold, why didn't you do that?
然后主说 ,Harold, 你为什么不那么做呢？
He would say, Harold, did your mother tell you to do that?
然后主说呢 ,Harold, 你妈妈告诉你要那么做了吗
?And I might say, yes, my mother told me to do that too. She didn't just say, do it. She told me that you wanted me to do it in the Bible.
因为我会说那是的是我妈妈也告诉我那样做了，我妈妈不仅告诉我们我那样去做，而且她告诉我要按照圣经里面的去做。
And then he might say, well, Harold, if you didn't do it, whose fault is that?
然后主会说那 Harold, 如果你没有去做，那谁的错呢？
And I would have to say, well, Lord, it's my fault because you know that my mother told me, my mother showed me, my mother encouraged me. And in the day of my visitation, I will glorify God because of my mother.
我就说那是那个是我的错，因为我的妈妈已经告诉过我了，我的妈妈已经鼓励我去做，我的妈妈已经说了去做，所以呢，如果我没去做，我现在那是我的错，我要在这个主监察的这个日子呢，我要因为我的妈妈把荣耀归给主。
We've been using Julie as an example today, and Julie, don't you be offended. You're just a good example.
我们今天呢拿朱莉呢做了一个榜样，所以呢朱莉你不要感到一个冒犯，你是一个好的榜样。
So, on Judgment Day, Jinjin is going to stand before God.
在那个审判日里，金金呢，他会站在神面前。
And God is going to say, now, Jinjin, did you listen to what Julie said?
神会说呢，金金，你听了主耶朱莉说的话吗？
And this is what Julie is praying. Julie said, when that question is asked of Jinjin, I want Jinjin to say, Julie gave me a good example of what a Christian should be. She said the right words, and she lived the right life.
然后呢，这就是我们祷告的。我们希望在那一天审判的日子时候，神问金金那个问题的时候呢，金金说呢，Julie 呢，她是活出了一个好的榜样，她是给了我正确的话语，所以呢，要把美德把赞，要把荣耀归神。
So Julie says, that's what I want to be. Would you please pray for me? I want to be like that for Jinjin.
所以呢 Julie 说呢，我这就是我想要成为的那样的一个人，求你给我为我祷告，祷告我要像Jinjin认为我是那样的人。
All right, now all that is the introduction to what we're going to keep studying in verse 13.
所有的呢都是在我们要学习十三节之前的一个介绍。
How can I be a living priest and a living stone to bring glory to God? Verse 13, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as a supreme authority,or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and commend those who do right. That's our job. We have got to obey the law.
所以呢，我们怎么成为一个圣洁的祭司，一个活实的神？那时候，那第三十三节告诉我们，你们为主的缘故，要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，第十七节，或是君王所派罚赏善恶的。宰承宰，所以呢，我们是要顺服法律的。
Now, some of the rules that the government makes for us are easy to obey.
因为政府给我们制定的一些规则呢，是有些是很容易去顺服的。
And some of the rules, frankly, are hard to obey, but we say, I guess I'm going to have to obey them anyway.
有些规则呢，对我们来说可能是很难去顺服的，所以我们要说呢，不管怎么样，我都要顺服。
Sometimes the government says, now, Harold, I'm going to raise your taxes.
有时候呢，政府会说 Harold, 我要涨你的税。
I say, I don't like that.Then I could say, I think maybe I'm going to cheat on my taxes.
因为我就说呢，我不愿意涨税，然后我对我自己说，孩儿呢，我有可能作弊呢。
And then I say, no, I can't do that. Because you see, everybody's looking at me. And if they see me cheating on their taxes, they're not going to give glory to God.
然后呢，我跟自己说，那会儿哈尔滨你不能这么做，因为每个人都看见我。如果我在报税上做欺诈，他们不会因为我把荣耀归给神。
But some of the laws that they ask us to follow are just dumb. We think they're crazy. They're wrong. They shouldn't be laws at all.
然后呢，有些立法呢，对我们来说呢，是一些很愚蠢的那立法，它看起来呢就是疯了，看起来也是错误的，所以呢，他们不应该制定那样的规则和律法。
What do we do about that?
那对这样的一些是律法，我们怎么办？
We obey them anyway.
不管怎么样，我们还是要遵守。
And many people will laugh at us.
很多人会嘲笑我们。
And many people will get angry with us.
很多人会生我们的气。
But our responsibility is to be a beautiful priestly stone, and we are to contribute to the beauty of the house that God is building, and we do it by obeying, submitting ourselves to every authority instituted among men.
这样的事情呢，实际上呢，我们作为美丽的、圣洁的祭司的活石，所以呢，我们因为是神让我们，我们是神的美丽的房子里面的活石的一块，所以呢，我们要因着这个原因，我们不管怎么样，我们要顺服政府制定的法律。
So the question is, why do we obey all these laws?
问题是为什么我们要遵守这所有的法律呢？
Verse 15, for it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men.
第15节给出答案，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那些糊涂之人的口。
All right, that's God's plan for how our society works. We obey the law, and God uses that in order to silence the ignorant talk of foolish men.
这就是我们整个社区的神对我们社区的计划，这样呢，因为我们遵守了法律，神呢就可以用这个去堵住那些。 无知糊涂人的口。
So we're to live as free men, but we must not use our freedom as a cover up for evil.
然后呢，第16节说呢，你们虽然是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒。
Some people say, I'm free, I can pretty much do what I want, and therefore they do bad things and say, I can do that.
有些人呢说呢，我是自由的，所以我想干什么就干什么，因着这个原因，他们就去干坏事。And
the freedom that God gives us is the freedom to do good things.
神给我们的，give
us the freedom to do bad things.
神给我们的自由呢，是给我们自由去做好事，不是给我们自由去做坏事。Consequently,
verse 17, we must show proper respect to everyone.
第17节呢，就都是讲的，勿要尊敬众人。Okay,
and that's to everyone we speak to. Frankly, sometimes I find that very difficult.
这就是呢，对我们每一个我们要去讲的人，我们要尊敬他们。有时候我发现这个很难做到。But
we're supposed to show proper respect to everyone. We're supposed to love the brotherhood. That's the Christians. We're supposed to fear God. We're supposed to honor the King.
所以这就是基督教讲的，我们应该要尊敬所有的人，爱弟兄，这就是基督徒们敬畏神，尊敬君王。So
it's easy to love the brotherhood of believers.
所以爱我们的弟兄姊妹呢是比较容易的。
And it's often easy to fear God.
同样的，敬畏神呢，也是比较容易的。
But it's hard sometimes to fear the king or the judge or the government official. Sometimes that's very hard.
有时候呢, 我们很难去尊敬那些君王, 或者法官, 或者政府官员。
Why do we honor them? We honor them because the world is looking at us. They've got to see what God is like. They've got to see what Jesus is like. And so they watch us when we're subjected to that which is not very nice. And they watch how we respond at that time.
这个呢，就是说呢。 我们尊敬君王呢，就是因为世人都看着我们，我们要让世人看见神是什么样的，主耶稣基督是什么样的。所以呢，就算是那些很难让我们尊敬的人，我们也去尊敬他们。Okay,
so you may say to yourself, well, that's pretty hard, but here's the question. What would you do if you were a slave?
有时候会说呢，这个很难做到，但是这个问题就是说呢， 如果你是个仆人,
you know, the problem with slaves is that they don't usually have any rights, and they're not treated fairly on many occasions.
因为对于那个仆人来说呢，他们呢，没有很多的人权，有时候呢，他们受到了很多不公平的对待。
So if you were a slave, what kind of a slave would you be?
如果你是一个仆人的话呢，你会做什么样的仆人呢？
You might say, well, if I were a slave, I think I would do nasty things to my boss because he does nasty things to me.
因为呢，你说呢，如果我是一个仆人呢，我会也去做那样一些不好的事，因为他对我也不好。
And you might even say, I only did one nasty thing to my boss, but he did hundreds of bad things to me.
你说呢，我也可能对我的那个老板呢做了一件不好的事，但是他却对我做了成百上千的不好的事。But
verse 18 says, slaves, submit yourself to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh.
第十八节继续说，那你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心，顺服主人，不但顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的，也要顺服。So
sometimes we have a boss at work who's very, very nice.
有时候呢，我们在工作中碰到一个老板呢，这个老板非常非常的好。
And we serve him with enthusiasm and with joy and with contentment.
然后呢，我们去服侍他呢，是带着极大的热情，带着喜乐，带着满足来服侍他。And
then the boss says, all right, we're going to change the bosses for you. And the company moves the good boss away and gives you a bad boss. What do you do then?
然后呢，那个公司呢就会说呢，现在呢我们要给你换一个老板，然后把那个好老板换走了，把这给你换了一个坏老板，那你会怎么办呢？
You serve the second boss the same way as you serve the first boss.
你就去服侍那个第二个老板，就像你服侍第一个老板一样。
Why?
为什么？
Because it's your responsibility to declare the glory of God. In every circumstance, you do what is right for the good boss, and you do what is right for the bad boss, because Jesus Christ is looking, and they're looking at you.
因为呢，你的职责呢，就是去宣扬神的荣耀。所以呢，如果你对老板，你怎么去服侍老板？那个主耶稣都看着，其他的人呢，也都看着。
Again, the question is, well, why would you do that?
问题就是你为什么要那么做呢？
Verse 19 says, for it's commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God.
19节给出答案，倘若人为将良心对得住神，就忍受冤出的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。
And then he goes on to explain that, and he says, verse 20, but how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it?
那第二十节继续解释这个，第二节说呢，你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐。
But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, that is commendable before God.
但是呢，你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可爱的。
So how does God get the greatest glory? By giving you a good boss or giving you a bad boss?
那么神呢，怎么样得到最伟大的荣耀呢？是给你一个好老板呢，还是给你一个坏老板呢？
Well, you probably get more glory for God. If he gives you a bad boss and you endure it patiently, that is going to be very commendable by God. If he gives you a good boss, and you endure that patiently, that's no big deal. But if you do what is right, when your boss is a bad boss, that's highly commendable to God. That's maybe one of the reasons why he gives you a bad boss.
有可能就是说呢，你有一个坏的老板，然后你却有耐心，你去忍耐，这样的呢，神可能给到得到更多的荣耀，因为你的顺服比给你一个好的老板来说，你忍受一个好的老板，你去胜服一个好的老板，这样神不一定得到很多的荣耀，所以这就是为什么神总是给你一个坏老板，这样呢，你会把更多的荣耀带给神。
Verse 21 says, to this you were called.
有一节说呢，你们蒙召原是为此。
So, somebody says, what do you do for a living?
有些人说呢，你的工作是什么？
You say, well, I'm a plumber, and I help people, I fix their pipes.
你说呢，我是个水管工，我帮助人呢修他们的下水道。
And you say, very, very good, why are you a plumber?
你说呢，那非常非常好，你为什么要做一个水管工呢？
And you might say, well, you know, I'm a plumber, but I've got a very bad boss.
你会说呢，哎，我是一个水管工，但我是个老板，却是一个很坏的老板。
He often gives me the bad jobs.
通常呢，把那些很糟糕的工作给我做。
He often doesn't pay me what I'm supposed to get because he's got another excuse.
他通常呢，也不按时发工资，因为他通常有其他的借口。
He is a bad boss.
他是个坏老板。
And you say, so why don't you change? Why don't you go work somewhere else?
你跟他说呢，那为什么你不换一个工作呢？你不找另外一份工作去做呢？
And you say, well, because my job, I was called by God to work as a plumber in a bad shop with a bad boss. That's my job. I'm supposed to serve a bad boss because that is what I was called to. To that I was called.
你说呢，我因为我作为水管工呢，我是因为蒙神的召唤，让我来在一个坏的公司，在一个坏的老板下去做一个水管工，这就是神召我来做这个水管工的目的。
Why did Paul go to prison in Macedonia?
为什么使徒保罗在监狱里，在马其顿呢？
Why did he go to prison in Philippi? Because the city were very, very bad, very, very cruel. He and Silas were terribly mistreated.
为什么使徒保罗会在那个腓立比坐监呢？因为那个腓立比是一个很坏很坏的城市，他们对那个 使得保罗和希拉是极其不公平的。
Why weren't they protected when they went to Philippi?
为什么他们去腓立比的时候呢，没有人保护他们？
Answer, because God had intended to save the Philippian jailer, and the reason that he got saved was he watched how Paul and Silas behaved under a bad boss.
这个的原因呢，就是神要让那个腓立比的那些监狱的狱卒呢，他们因为看到使得保罗和希拉他们在受到不公平的对待的时候，在一个很糟糕的环境下的表现而得救。
Could God have prevented them from the punishments that they got in Philippi?
你神能够防止他们在腓立比受到那样的惩罚吗？
Sure. Could God have given you a good boss when he gave you a bad boss?
当然是的。那神会给你一个好的老板代替一个坏的老板吗？
Sure. So why didn't he give you a good boss?
当然了。那为什么神不给你一个好老板？
He didn't give you a good boss because you're to be an example.Of what Christians do, what Jesus would do when he doesn't have a good boss. Somebody's got to make that beautiful house of living stones. Somebody's got to make it beautiful. And that's your job. That's my job. We've got to do it by submitting ourselves to the injustices of life.
所以呢，神呢不给你一个好老板呢，就是要你在这样一个环境下，你去做一个基督徒该做的，就像主耶稣基督一样。但主耶稣基督，他当时没有好的老板，他是怎么做的？这样呢，我们可以就成为一个在神的房子里面的一块美丽的活石。这样的活石能让别人看见我们是神是如此的好。
So Paul says now, verse 21, to this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving an example that you should follow his steps.
第二节说呢，你们蒙召原是如此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
So just as Christ suffered when he was not properly treated, so you and I have the privilege of being exactly the same when we're not treated right. All of which is we want to be beautiful like Jesus. How do you show it? You show it the same way he did in the same circumstances that he was in.
这样的事情为什么呢？为什么？是因为主耶稣基督他在那种受到不公平对待的那样的环境下给我们做出了榜样，所以呢，我们也有这样的荣幸和职责。当我们也在主耶稣基督受到他同样的不公平对待的环境下，我们能够像主耶稣基督一样向世人显示主耶稣基督有多美。
So the question is, what did he do and how did he do it?
一个问题就是主耶稣怎么做的，他怎么做到的呢？
Verse 22, he committed no sin and no deceit was found in his mouth.
第二节说主耶稣并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
Didn't matter how they treated him, he never did respond in a sinful way.He never did respond in a deceitful, a lying way.
因为不管那当时的人怎么对待主耶稣基督，他从来没有给他们逮回去用一个犯罪的方式和一个有诡诈的心去对待他们。
When they hurled insults at him, he did not retaliate.
他被骂不还口。
Well, frankly, that's pretty hard.
坦率说，这个很难做到。
When somebody insults you, the easiest thing for you to do is insult them back.
你如果有人骂你，对你来说很容易，就是你骂回去。
But when they insulted Jesus, he didn't insult them back.
但是呢，当他们骂主耶稣基督的时候呢，主耶稣基督并没有骂他们。
And when he suffered, he did not make threats.
当主耶稣基督受害的时候呢，不说威吓的话。
Very easy when you suffer to say, well, one day I'll get even with you and I'll beat you up.
就是当你受害受苦的时候，对你来说，你很容易说，你等着，总有一天我要把它搞回来。
Instead, verse 22-23 goes on, instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly.
就是三节继续说呢，他只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
So somebody says some very bad things to you, what do you do?
如果一个人对你说那一很坏的话，你会怎么回应呢？
Well, you don't say bad things in return, but probably you pray. And you say, Lord, you just do what's right here. You might pray for that person. You might say, Lord, would you please forgive them and save them? But I'm not going to retaliate.
因为你不会说呢，当别人跟你说你很坏的话，你不会也去说他的坏话。你然后呢，你要祷告，你说祷告说主啊。 在这种情况下，求给你，求您给我力量，让我知道怎么去做正确的事。求您去原谅他，拯救他。
And so verse 23 ends, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly.
所以第23节是这么说，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
Okay, the Lord is going to judge everybody the right way. You don't need to be the judge. You don't need to retaliate. I don't need to get angry.
因为呢，实际上呢，主呢会按照公义审判每一个人，按照公平的对待，所以你不用去审判人，你也不用去感到生气，你也不用去说回去。
And sometimes I find that easy, and other times I find that very hard.
有时候呢，我觉得呢，很容易做到；但有时候呢，我觉得非常难做。Now
verse 24, again, on the subject of how the Lord Jesus behaved.
第24节继续讲呢，主耶稣基督他的行为是什么样的。
It says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. He suffered for us.
第二十一说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们罪，使我们既然在罪上死。He
didn't retaliate. He didn't argue against us. He didn't get back to us with a good slap. He died on the cross for our sin.
那主耶稣基督呢，他并没有说去反应，其实并没有说去跟他们说回去，跟他们去报复他们。他只是说呢，他为我们而死。Why
did he do that? So that we might die to sin and live for righteousness.
那主耶稣基督为什么呢这么做呢？使我们既在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
What was the result of what he did? The result was that we say, we'll follow you. And so we turn away from the sin that he died to deliver us from.
那这里的得出结果是什么呢？我们说呢，我们要跟随主耶稣，就是因为他为我们的罪而死，所以我们要转离我们的罪，跟随主耶稣。
And the answer is, by his wounds, we have been healed.
答案是因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。And
the fact is that others may very well be healed in part because of our wounds.
因为呢，这里得到的结果就是，其他的人呢也可以得到医治，是因为我们的鞭伤。
Verse 25, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you've returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
第二十五节继续说，你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
All right, so again, now an encouragement for us to do what is right. We have returned to the shepherd, to the overseer of our souls.
因为这个呢，鼓励我们去这么做的呢，是我们可以归到我们灵魂的牧人监督下。
As the overseer of our souls, he's the one who knows everything we do.
作为我们灵魂的监督的牧人呢，他就是那一个知道我们所做的一切的人。
As the shepherd of our souls, he watches over us and protects us.
作为我们的灵魂的监督人呢，他看顾我们，他保护我们。
So here's the story. The sheep is out in the field and a wolf comes after him.
这里呢就是有这样的一个故事，一个羊走失了，然后一个狼呢追上他了。
What does the sheep do?
那个羊怎么办呢？
Does the sheep go run and attack the wolf?
是那个羊去攻击那只狼吗？
No, we do the opposite. The sheep runs back to the shepherd, and the shepherd looks after the wolf.
所以呢，相反的，我们不去攻击狼，我们回到那个牧人那里去，那个牧人来对付那匹狼。
So it doesn't matter what the problem is, the solution is always the same. The sheep goes back to the shepherd.
不管问题是什么，不管麻烦是什么，这个。 动机结论永远是一样的，羊会回到牧羊人那里去。
Don't retaliate. Don't try to build an argument as to what you could do. You just keep doing what is right and let the Lord look after the problems along the way.
所以不要去报复，也不要去争论，我们就去做。 正确的事，我们正确的事呢，如果我们到主那里去寻求帮助，让主来去解决我们面对的麻烦和问题。All
right, so that's the logic flow up to this point.
这就是这个逻辑的这个流程到这里为止。We
live in dark days, but the Lord has promised us blessing in spite of the fact that there are many difficult things along the way.
我们呢生活在一个黑暗的年代，但是呢，主呢，应许呢，我们要保护我们在我们人生的极其艰难的路上。And
so instead of behaving in a natural way, in a fleshly way, and getting angry and doing bad things, we say, no, no, we want to be like Jesus.
我们呢，不去像那样去让我们身体的自然的反应去做一些坏事。我们说不，我们不跟随我们肉体和自然的反应，我们要跟随主耶稣基督。We
want to be like this beautiful building.
我们要像这个美丽的建筑物一样。
We want people to look at us, especially in the hard days. We want them to look at us and see the beauties of Jesus.
我们呢，要让别人看到我们，特别是在我们经历艰难时刻和日子的时候，他们能够在我们身上看到主耶稣基督的美德。
So in the light of the world out there, when it comes to the government, when it comes to our bosses, we want to live like Jesus. We want to be submissive to the will of God.
然后呢，就是说，在这些我们身处在政府的监管下，在老板之下，我们要活得像主耶稣基督一样，我们要把自己完全交给主。
Okay, that's the logic as it relates to the world out there. What about in our own personal lives? What is the responsibility of the wife? What is the responsibility of the husband? What is the responsibility in the family?
这个呢，刚才所讲的所有的一切的都是外面世界的所发生的一切的事情。那么在我们自己身上怎么样呢？那么丈夫的职责是什么呢？妻子的职责是什么呢？家人的职责是什么呢？
That's really where it's most important, isn't it?
这个呢，看起来是更重要一点，是不是？
So verse 1 says, Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands.
第三章第一节说呢，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
So the same way that a slave would be submissive to the slave master, be he good or bad, the wife is submissive to the husband.
这个呢是一个以同样的方式，就像一个奴隶去顺服他的主人，不管他是个好主人还是个坏主人。你妻子呢，也要以同样的方式去顺服你的丈夫。
And sometimes that's very easy.
有时候非常的容易。
And sometimes that's very hard.
有时候呢，是非常难。
Now, what is the possible outcome of such action?
所以呢，什么是这样一个可能的结果，如果你这样去做。
So verse 3 says, sorry, chapter 3, verse 1 says, if the wives submit themselves to their husbands, if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without talk by the behavior of their wives.
你这样去顺服丈夫的结果呢，就是说这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
So the man on the street, he becomes impressed with God as he walks down the street and he sees this lovely church with all these wonderful people in it. He sees this particular man, that particular woman, and all their beauties, their living stones, they're wonderful, and he's convicted by it.
因为一个人呢，如果从大街上走过，他看见这么一个教会，这么一群美丽的人，这么一群有美好品德的人，他看到这样的话呢，他会觉得呢，被感化，他就去顺服神。
The same thing is true in the marriage.
在婚姻里面同样是一样。
Verse 2 says, when they see the purity and reverence of your lives.
第二节说，这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
Okay, so does a good example have an effect?
所以呢，好的榜样能够起到影响吗？
So we were talking about Julie earlier. I want to talk about Vic now.
我们呢，刚才呢，就是一直谈到 Julie， 现在我要谈谈老王。
One of the reasons why Vic became a Christian is that Vic's father saw some Christians up close.
因为呢，老王成为基督徒的其中的原因之一呢，是因为当时老王的爸爸看到了一些传教士，当时在中国的。
And so Vic, now you tell me if the story that I'm about to tell is wrong.
因为呢，如果我现在开始讲的故事讲错了，老王你随时打断我。
But when Vic was a boy.Vic's father arrested unfairly, unjustly, and he dismissed, he exiled from the country some lovely Christians.
然后呢，当他 老王还是个小孩的时候，他爸爸呢，当时呢，通过抓捕了很多那些在中国的那些传教士，然后把他们驱逐出国境。
And Vic's father said to Vic, he said, you know, these Christian missionaries, they're foolish, they're wrong, but they are very, very nice people.
然后呢，老王的爸爸就跟他说呢，说你知道这些基督徒啊，他们非常的傻，也非常的错，但是他们却人非常好。
And because those Christian missionaries were nice and did what was right when what happened to them was wrong. Vic said, I want to learn more about those Christians.
因为那些基督徒呢都很善良，他们在被错误的对待的时候，他们却去做正确的事儿。所以老王说呢，我想要成为他们中间的一员。
And that's one of the reasons why Vic became a Christian.
这是其中的一个原因，为什么老王成为了基督徒。
Is that the right story, Vic?
这个故事讲的对不对呢？
Exactly.
All right. Does it work when things are bad and things are done bad to you? Could good come from it? Yes.
老王说讲的非常准确，这就是说呢，当一切事情变得不对的时候，当一切事情都错的时候，里面能在你身上出现好的事情吗？当然是。
And you can imagine that somewhere in heaven one day there will be a missionary. And the missionary will say, you know, I went to China. Excuse me. I went to China and I never saw one convert.
然后呢，你可能就是会这样去讲：当时呢，某一天在天堂上有一群宣教士，他说我去到中国的时候呢，没一个人信。
And I think Jesus might grab Vic by the hand and bring him over to that missionary and say to that missionary, this is Vic, he's one of your converts.
所以呢，我认为当时那主耶稣基督呢，可能伸手就抓住老王，把老王带到他们面前说：“你看看，这一个就是要信的人。
Now, sometimes wives get a little discouraged and they say, you know, my husband, he doesn't listen very well. He doesn't understand. He doesn't treat me well.
”有时候呢，那些妻子们、太太们呢，可能感到非常的。失去勇气，非常的灰心。她说：“你看，我的丈夫呢，他也不听道，他也不信道，他有时候对我也不好。
Hang on. Keep living for Jesus. God isn't finished yet.
”哎呢，你就要为主耶稣基督而活，因为神的工作在他身上还没做完。
So verse 2 says, when they see the purity and reverence of your lives, they'll be impacted.
第二节说呢，这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心呢，他们就会受到影响。
And then it says, Peter says, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair, wearing of gold, jewelry, and fine clothes.
然后第三节继续说，你们不要以外面的编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。
Some women might be tempted to say, you know, if I were more beautiful, if I had more nice clothes, if I spent more time on my hair, then my husband would maybe become a Christian.
有些人说呢，如果我更漂亮一点，如果我有更多的衣服。如果我花更多的时间呢，做我的头发的话，我丈夫有可能成为一个基督徒。
That's all well and good. You don't have to be ugly, but it's good if you just say, what I really want to do is I want people, verse 4, I want my husband to see the inner self, the unfailing beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
在刚才讲的那些呢，也没有错。你不要看起来好像很邋遢、很丑样的。但是第四节讲到的是真正的原因，只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
Frankly, I think it would be easier if I were a woman to get some nice clothes than it would be to have a gentle and a quiet spirit.
坦率地说，如果我是个女人，我可能更感兴趣的是外表的美丽和衣服，而不是说内心的这样的长久的温柔。
Okay, so you say, I'm going to, by the grace of God, I'm going to have a gentle and a quiet spirit.
那你就是说呢，借着神的恩典，我要在里面的长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
And God says that gentle and quiet spirit is of great worth in God's sight.
神说呢，这些长久温柔安静的心呢，在神眼里是极其宝贵的。
The gentle and quiet spirit will be a great value to the wife.
这个呢，长久温柔安静的心呢，对一个妻子来说是极其有价值。
It will be of great value to the husband.
同样呢，对丈夫来说也是极其有价值。
But it's also of great value to God.
但是同样呢，也是对神来说是极其宝贵的。
And God and the angels and the devils are watching us every day.
神呢，还有天使们呢，还有那些魔鬼们呢，每天都在看着我。
And I think that God sometimes looks down at a wife who's got many sorrows, and he watches her. And then he says to the devil or to the angels, did you see her? That's my daughter. You look at her meek and quiet spirit. She's my daughter, he says.
然后呢，我就说呢，神有一天呢，会从天上看见地下的一个人妻在那里，他说他经受了极大的痛苦，然后那个神就会跟那个天使们还有魔鬼说，你看看，这是我的女儿，她有一颗安静的温柔的心，这在我眼里是极其宝贵，她是我的好女儿。
5 says, for this is the way the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to make themselves beautiful.
这个呢，第五节继续说，因为古时候仰赖神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰圣服自己的丈夫。
So we don't know too much about how beautiful the women of God in the Bible were.
我们呢也不知道太多的关于在圣经里的属神的妇女她们有多么的漂亮。
I think that Sarah was an extremely beautiful woman.
我认为那个莎拉呢是一个极其美丽漂亮的女人。
And the king of Egypt basically said, I'd like her to be my wife.
那个当时呢埃及的国王呢就说呢，我想让她做我的妻子。
And he may very well have loved her outer beauty, but he may very well also have noted a meek and a quiet spirit in her and said, my other wives, they're not like that.
但是那个埃及国王他有可能呢被那个莎拉的外表吸引，同样呢他也可能被他内心的长久的温柔安静的心吸引，他说我的妻子中间没有一个像莎拉这样。
How did they make themselves beautiful? Answer, they were submissive to their own husbands.
因为他们让自己变得美丽的原因是因为他们顺服自己的丈夫。
And Sarah is the example used here, verse 6, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her master.
第六节呢，这里拿那个撒拉呢做了一个例子，就是第六节说，就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕称他为主。
All right, now the context here suggests this, that Abraham was a great man in part because he had a great wife. She was a beautiful woman in body, but also a beautiful woman in spirit.
那这里上下文讲到的关系呢，就是说亚伯拉罕之所以成为一个伟大的人，其中有一部分原因呢，就是因为撒拉她是一个美丽的妇女，而且内心有长久的温柔和安静，这样呢，亚伯拉罕才成为一个伟大的人。
And so sometimes I like to think of what their marriage was like.
有时候呢，我就想去想一下，他们两个的婚姻应该是什么样的。
God spoke to Abraham one day and said to him, Genesis chapter 12, he said, Sarah, we are going to leave this little town of Ur, this city Ur of the Chaldees. We're going to leave town. We're going to move.
然后在创世纪第十二章里面，有一天呢，亚伯拉罕跟撒拉说呢，撒拉，我们要离开这个叫Ur的这个城市，我们要离去，我们要到旷野去。
And I think she probably said to him, well, that's all well and good, Abraham, but we've got a nice house, you know.
所以呢，我认为撒拉可能说呢，亚伯拉罕啊，你要出去那个是很好的，但是呢，我们在这座城市里却有一所很漂亮的房子。
Abraham lived in Ur of the Chaldees. It was one of the most advanced cities of his day 4,000 years ago.
亚伯拉罕呢，他当时住在的那个叫Ur的那个城市呢，当时在4000年之前是一个极其发达的城市，可以说是最发达的在他那个年代。
The archaeologists have gone back to Ur of the Chaldees, and they tell us that the houses in Ur in the days of Abraham and Sarah, many of them were just as big as your house.
然后那个那个考古学家呢，他们去考古发现，当时在那个二的那个城市呢，他们的房子呢，跟你们现在住的房子一样大。
And many of them, surprisingly, 4,000 years ago, had running water in their house.
很多人呢感到惊奇的是呢，在他们的房子里面都有流水。
And so Abraham and Sarah, they had many servants, they had this great big house, many servants, and all kinds of amenities, and Abraham said, Sarah, let's move now.
亚伯拉罕跟撒拉呢，在他们的房子里呢，他们有很大的房子，有很多的仆人住在那个房子里面，是一所很美的房子，然后亚伯拉罕跟撒拉说，我们现在离开这所房子。
And Sarah said, all right, where are we going?
然后撒拉说呢，那好吧，我们去哪里？
And Abraham said, I don't know. God has told us that he's going to lead us somewhere.
亚伯拉罕说，我不知道去哪里，但神呢告诉过我，说他会带领我们去哪里。
And I think Sarah said, okay, so where's that?
然后因为撒拉说，那好吧，那那个地方在哪里呢？
And Abraham said, I really don't know.
Abraham 说我真的不知道。
And Sarah probably said, are we going to have a nice house when we get there?
所以撒拉就会问亚伯拉罕说，我们到了那里，我们会有一个很漂亮的房子吗？
And Abraham said, I really don't know.
那个亚伯拉罕说，我也不知道。
And Sarah said, well, can't you tell me any more?
撒拉说呢，你可以多跟我多讲一点吗？
And Abraham said, no, I can't tell you anymore.
我当时说是的，我讲不了太多。
And Sarah said, "All right, I'll go."
然后三娜说，那好吧，我跟你一起走。
Now, can you tell me where Sarah lived for the rest of her life?
所以你可以告诉我，在莎娜的余生里，她住在哪里？
In a tent.
在帐篷里。
Do you think Sarah liked the tent better than her house?
那个莎娜是更喜欢帐篷了，还是更喜欢房子呢？
No, she liked the house.
当然，她更喜欢房子。
Norma and her husband used to have a very nice friend whose name was Mrs. Bowen.
那个Norma跟她的丈夫以前有一个很好的朋友，她的名字叫Bowen。
And she got married to Mr. Bowen in England, and for a wedding gift, she got all kinds of beautiful china and beautiful linens and beautiful tablecloths, and her husband said, "We're going to move to Canada."
然后呢，他在英格兰呢嫁给他的丈夫，他丈夫叫Bowen，他当时呢，他们有很多的那种精致的瓷器，有很多那些绸缎、丝绸什么的，然后有很多那种很美的桌布。 然后有一天他说，我们准备搬到加拿大去。And
she said, "Yes, I'll go."
所以他说，那好吧，我跟你一起去。And
she put all those things in her trunk, and they crossed the ocean, and they ended up in Saskatchewan.
然后他把那些所有的东西都当垃圾扔掉了，然后他们就来到了加拿大，然后就。
And they didn't have a house. So her husband said, "I'm going to make you a house."
当时他们没有房子，她丈夫就跟她说呢，我准备为你建一座房子。
So he went out into the countryside and he found a piece of land and then he cut the grass into squares.
然后呢，他就到了那个郊区农村去。然后呢，他把那个草呢剪成了一个方形的。And
he piled these sods, something like living stones they were. He piled these sods one on top of another, and he built walls out of dirt, grass, sod.
然后呢，他就找了一些石头。 石头呢，一个一个的把石头垒起来，垒起来呢，然后在这些荒草地上呢建了几堵墙。And
then he put some rafters on the roof, and he put more sod on the roof to keep the rain from coming through.
然后呢，他又把那些很多那些其他的材料呢做成了屋顶，然后在屋顶呢再放一些。 泥沙，那防止那个雨漏进来。And
he said to his wife, "Okay, you can live here. I've got to go now and tell people about Jesus."
然后他跟他的妻子就说，好吧，你现在有房子了，你可以住在这里，我就去，我要离开了，我要去跟别人传讲主耶稣。And
so he walked away. Sometimes he'd come back in a month. Sometimes he'd come back in 2 or 3 months. He'd just go tell people about Jesus. And Mrs. Bowen lived in that sod house.
然后呢，那个他就出去呢，去跟别人宣扬主耶稣。有时候呢，也一个月回来一次，有时候几个月回来一次。但是那个波太太呢，她就住在这个沙做的房子里面。
So, what do you think she did with her tablecloths?
你认为她那个，她那些桌布，她能用来做什么呢？
She left them in the trunk.
他们把它留在里面。
She couldn't use them in the sod house.
在这个沙洲的房子，她不能用那样的桌布。
Now the question is that a good story or a bad story?
问题呢？这是一个好故事还是一个坏故事？
And the answer is, it's a good story.
答案是一个好故事。
You see, one of the men that Mr. Bowen preached to was Eric Peterson's father.
你知道那个其中一个人那个 Bowen 先生传道的人是我们教会这个 Eric Peterson 的爸爸。
And you and I love Eric Peterson because God has used him in our lives.
所以你我呢都爱那个 Eric Peterson， 因为神呢把他在我们用在我们的人生里面。
And the story of Eric Peterson would never have been, apart from the influence of God, would never have been if Mrs. Bowen hadn't been willing to leave all her treasures in the trunk and let her husband go and preach the gospel.
因为如果说呢，没有那个 Bowen 先生，他呢把他所有的东西，那些珍贵的东西都留在那个他们的那个地方的话呢，他就我们就没有 Eric Peterson 在我们这里产生的影响。
Mrs. Bowen didn't spend all her money on new clothes.
这个呢 ，Bowen 呢，他并没有把所有的钱都花在穿衣服上。
But she did leave. What's the word here? I've got to get the right words. A gentle and a quiet spirit. That's what she had. And you and I say, thank you, Mrs. Bowen. We have benefited from your meek and quiet spirit.
那这里呢，她留下的呢，只是说一颗长久温柔安静的心。我们可以说呢，谢谢你，伯恩斯太太，因为你内心的长久的温柔和安静的心呢，我们都受益了。
So verse says, you're the daughters, you are daughters of Sarah. If you do what is right and do not give away to fear, you just say, I am going to follow God's leading and I will be submissive to my husband and God will do his miracle.
这第六节继续说呢，如果你们若行善，不因恐吓害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。我们说呢，我们都是撒拉的女儿，所以呢，我们要顺服我们的丈夫，跟着神灵，神的带领，神领我们去哪里，我们就去哪里。我们要顺服，像撒拉一样顺服丈夫。
Now, these stories would never be possible if God didn't hear our prayers and take action.
这个故事呢，它永远不会发生，如果神呢，不听我们的祷告，不采取行动的话。
If God doesn't answer prayer, don't believe that.
如果说呢，神不垂听你的祷告呢，你不要去听。
If God doesn't answer prayer, don't ever live like that.
因为如果神呢，不应允你的祷告的，不垂听祷告的话，你不要去做那些事。
But if God is God, and if he does answer prayer, then you say, okay, Lord, that's what I'm going to do. By God's grace, I'm going to live a life of submission. I'll submit myself to the government. I'll submit myself to my boss. The woman says, I'll submit myself to my husband. And next week, we're going to find what the husband is going to do. And he's going to submit to the Lord in his way. That's verses 7 and 8. Next week we get to that, but our time is gone for this week.
但神呢，如果是神的话，神真的，他应允我们的祷告，垂听我们的祷告的话，那我们就说呢，那我们就要相信这里说的话，我们要去顺服我们的政府，我们要去顺服我们的老板，然后呢，我们做妻子的要顺服我们的丈夫。这样呢，我们所做的一切才是有意义。但是呢，那丈夫应该做什么呢？丈夫应该做什么？就是下一节课我们要讲的， 丈夫呢应该去按照神的方式去顺服主。我们今天时间也到了，下个星期再来讲。
All right, so again, you'd never do that if you didn't believe in God.
因为你永远不会那么去做，如果你不相信神的话。
But what happens if you do that and you do believe in God?
如果你真的那么去做，你真的相信神的话，会发生什么呢？
Then God gets all excited and he points down to the angels and anybody else and he says, you see her? You see her? She believes me. He's so happy.
那你就说呢、神就会指着你，你那么去做，神就会在天上跟天使和他们说，你看看，你看看他，你看看他，他是他相信我，他是一个很幸福的人。
He says, can you hear her? She's praying to me.
神说你听到了他说吗？他在向我祷告。
And what's God do?
那神会做什么呢？
He answers her prayer.
垂听答应我们的祷告。
He's God.
他是应允我们祷告，因为他是神。
All right, that's our story for today.Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Our God is faithful. Let's pray.
这是我们今天的祷告。今天我们的故事非常美，非常美。我们的神是信实的。我们来祷告。
Lord, it's true. Sometimes the days are difficult. We rejoice in your promises that we read about in the Bible. But some days it's hard because we don't know what's coming and we find the present stress very heavy.
主啊，有时候我们知道有时候是很难过的，但是呢，我们知道我们看到您在圣经里对我们的应许，知道我们所有的依靠，我们知道这个事情是很，有时候这些事情很难去做，但是我们知道要靠着您。
Thank you for your promises. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. And thank you for blessing us, we pray.
我们要感谢您的应许，感谢您垂听应允我们的祷告，我们祷告您会赐福给我们。
And may we each say, Lord, I want to live like that. Would you help me, please?
愿我们每个人都是主啊，我们要像这个彼得前书那样的去生活，求您帮助我们。
And we give thanks now again in Jesus' name.
你再次向上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
So, yes, thank you for this afternoon. Thank you.